Iran and the EU will resume talks on Tehran's nuclear programme in Turkey tomorrow after the EU endorsed sanctions against the Islamic Republic, going beyond UN resolutions. However, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad poured cold water on prospects of a breakthrough, ruling out a suspension of uranium enrichment, which the West suspects is aimed at making an atomic bomb. Tomorrow's meeting comes despite EU foreign ministers approving a regulation yesterday implementing UN sanctions. Iran expert and lecturer at the University of St Andrews in the UK is Dr Ali Ansari. He spoke to us about Europe's concerns.
There is a concern undoubtedly there that, you know, what happens next? I mean, we're sort of going down a route. We would like to think the Iranians will react in a constructive way. The Iranians, for their part, see that the European Union and the international community are being entirely unreasonable and, to some extent, implementing double standards against them. So we still haven't actually broached the main divide here. I mean, that's part of our problem, is that the whole process is really one of trying to coerce or to resist, from one side or the other, a particular point of view. And I think what's probably more interesting is not so much what the sanctions policy is, but also what's going on in the margins, you know, who's being talked to, what dialogue is being engaged with, what approaches are being handled. And I mean, I think if you look at the recent incident with the British sailors, you can see that, you know, there was a public face of diplomacy and then there was a private face of diplomacy. And it's the private bit that, of course, we're not entirely aware of, but clearly often yields some very interesting results.